This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began doing a 4S study of 2 Peter 2 by spreading and sorting into groups information found in this chapter. After reflecting on these groups of information, I organized them into a logical sequence and structured an outline under the title, How to Avoid the Traps of False Teachers. The 4 points I came up with in my outline were 1. Description of false teachers, 2. Devastation caused by false teachers, 3. Destruction facing false teachers, and 4. Defense against false teachers. There is a lot of information in the chapter to place under these topics, so let's get started. Under the first point, description of false teachers, I gathered information under 3 subpoints, their character, conduct, and strategy. Character is at the root of their conduct and strategy. Peter said they are arrogant, brute beasts who despise authority, are slaves of depravity, live filthy lives, and follow the corrupt desires of their sinful nature. They believe their world revolves around them and show disrespect to angelic powers they do not understand. They are unaware that they are springs without water, mists driven by storms, while thinking they are driving everything. Their conduct reveals their character. Their pleasure is carousing in broad daylight. They are creatures of instinct, greedy and willing to rip off unsuspecting followers. They're full of adultery, slaves of depravity, and habitual sinners who love the wages of wickedness. With this information at hand, if you remain alert and sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you will be able to recognize and avoid them.